Chapter 18. An End Times Prophetess. And he himself gave some to be prophets, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-12. Every time the Lord's presence comes near, the groaning from deep within my spirit begins. Words do not come forth, just groans. This permits me to communicate with the Lord from my heart to His heart, bypassing my voice and mind. Sometimes we also whisper to each other. The Lord explained that heart-to-heart communication is the most important kind of fellowship. Through this, Satan is unable to hear what we are saying. During each bodywork session, I would not be able to speak directly to the Lord with my voice, but only with my heart.
My daughter, you are an end-time prophetess,
the Lord told me.
And you are living proof of my word and my prophecies.
He went on to explain that it was for this reason that he showed me the writers with their notebooks in his throne room when I went to heaven with him. He told me that many people don't believe his words and prophecies, and he said even some Christians do not believe them. Now I realized that everything he shared with me is a confirmation of the words of his Bible, and the prophecies he gave me are echoes of his word.